Usually on Sunday nights in shul, we discuss one of the shilohs that came up recently in the community. At Shiva House, we usually limit the Torah study to particular realm of halacha, a range of topics. But the laws of Avelos is one of the permitted topics. And I got an interesting question yesterday in the laws of the halachas of Kaddish and Yahrzeit that I thought would be appropriate to talk about for a few minutes this evening. Lila Nishmas, Brana.
Bas Yitzchak.
Okay, so the question is as follows. Someone asked, they're currently in the 12 months, Yud Beis Chodesh, they're saying Kaddish on a daily basis, and they have a Yahrzeit coming up for a different, for another relative. Let's say they're saying Kaddish now for their father, and their mother's Yahrzeit is coming up soon. Many people have a practice of davening for the Amud in Shul on the Shabbos prior to the Yahrzeit. Obviously, the Yahrzeit itself, but even a few days before, if the Yahrzeit is coming up that week, and you wanted to know, normally Avelim don't daven for the Amud during on Shabbos and Yontif, even if it's in the middle of the period following the passing of a parent. But should this be any different if it's a Yahrzeit? If it's a Yahrzeit coming up, so the question has a few different corollaries. One is the Shabbos in advance of the Yahrzeit. One would be the Yahrzeit itself if it falls on Shabbos Yontif, Does it make a difference if it's the first Yahrzeit? Is it, or if it's in subsequent years? So we'll try to pack in a few points on this shaila in the next couple of minutes. So really, we first have to ask ourselves, what's the reason why an Avel doesn't daven for the Amud on Shabbos and Yontif? So one explanation for that, and this is the commonly understood reason, is because in general, when it comes to Avelos, we suspend public forms of Avelos on Shabbos, because even though there are certain aspects of Avelos that remain operative on Shabbos, those are more in the private realm. Things that are at home, not in the public sphere, because we don't want to give the appearance that we're compromising on the honor of Shabbos by behaving in mourning in public. So if a person davens for the Amud every single day because they're an Avelus, and they would daven on Shabbos also for the Amud, that would appear as if they're conducting themselves an Avelus in public as well. So therefore, it was accepted by the Avelim not to daven for the Amud on Shabbos and Yontif. But when a Yahrzeit comes up, so what happens when a Yahrzeit comes up? So the Divrei Malkiel recognized the fact that there were Chazanim. There were Chazanim who would daven in shuls, regularly every single Shabbos, and they would not interrupt during Avelos. They would continue to daven in Shabbos Yom Tov for the Amud. And he said the reason is because if they're davening every single Shabbos, you know, they have a nice voice. They wear a big hat, you know, and they have the job of being the Baal Tefillah. So they should continue davening on Shabbos because no one's going to say, oh, this guy, he's davening for the Amud because he's an Avelos. They're going to say he's davening now because he always davens, and that's his job. So maybe we can extend a similar svara, a similar logic when it comes to someone who's davening now for a Yahrzeit, even though they're in the middle of Avelos. But the reason why they're coming to the Amud is because they have a different reason to be mispahal, to earn a schus for the Nifter, not because of the parent who died 5-6 months ago, but for the parent who died 10 years ago, and they're commemorating that Yahrzeit. So it's not a public display of Avelos, it's commemoration of the Yahrzeit to earn a schus for the Niftar. So that's one suggestion that many poskim adopt to justify davening for the Amud on that Shabbos when the Yahrzeit actually falls out. But we may differentiate between the first Yahrzeit and subsequent Yahrzeit, because the first Yahrzeit, so that person has never davened for the Amud before on the occasion of the Yahrzeit, and it appears as if they're just continuing what they've been doing for the last 11 months, functioning as an Avel, davening for the Amud, and that would appear as if they're continuing to behave with that in that state of mourning on the Yahrzeit. But if it's 10 years later, and they don't daven too often in between, other people daven in between. So, but when their Yahrzeit comes, they daven for the Amud, then it's to recognize that this is the Yahrzeit, that's the reason why they're davening, and that that's adequate for the people who are watching, not to interpret it as a sign of mourning, but rather as a remembrance, Eloi Neshama, for the parent whose Yahrzeit it is. What about when it's the Shabbos before the Yahrzeit? Is that the same thing? So where does this even come from? Why do we daven the Shabbos before the Yahrzeit? So the Zohar says that already the way that the Neshama is able to rise in Shemayim, to go to higher levels of Gan Eden, again, it's hard for us to understand exactly what that means, but the Svarim tells us that when we daven, when we make a Kiddush, we make brachos, we do mitzvahs, lezecher nishmas, a loved one, on a Yahrzeit, that allows the Neshama to go higher in Shemayim. That process of raising the Neshama already starts the Shabbos before. That's what the Zohar says, and that's the reason why many people daven already the Shabbos before. That's somewhat more of an esoteric reason, and maybe not as well understood, but that's the basis for the practice. So bottom line, it would appear that there's sound basis to daven for the Amid if it's your yahrzeit coming up, because you're doing it for the purpose that the yahrzeit or the Shabbat before the yahrzeit affords. One more reason, the Sefer Dudai HaSodev explains why davening on Shabbos is different from Avil, is as follows. Because we know that on Shabbos, all neshamos, even those that are found in Gehenim, are allowed to escape, so to speak. They get a day off on Shabbos. That's why we say Vihi Noam. We try to delay Shabbos ending as long as possible to give the neshamos a break, because Shabbos, the entire universe rests. So if the other would get up to daven for the Amid on Shabbos, it would look like, you know, just like that we don't say Kaddish after the 11 months have gone by, because we don't want it to appear as if we think the Niftar still has to suffer for Kapar. That's why we don't go past 11 months. Likewise, the Avil doesn't daven on Shabbos, because that would appear as if the Neshama still needs a Kapar on Shabbos as well. And Shabbos is a day when all Neshamas get a break. So based on that reasoning, there's even more of a Svara to allow the person who has a Yahrzeit to daven on Shabbos, because it's long past. No one's going to interpret that as any statement, God forbid, about the loved one, because the period of davening for that neshama is long concluded. With all that in mind, there are definitely minhagim that vary from community to community. So I did my research, and within the Hillcrest community, the long time gabayim told me that the minhag is for yahrzeit bo b'yom to daven for the Amid on Shabbos, even if it's in the middle of the Yud Beis Chodesh. But if it's the Shabbos in advance of the yahrzeit, so common practice in the shul has always been not to have the Avil daven for the Amid. That maybe I'm open that's what I was told by three or four different long-time gabayim. And perhaps it's because this idea of the Aliyas and Hashem already starting the Shabbos before is maybe not as concretely accepted and put into practice the way that the yahrzeit itself is observed all over across the world with that significance.